You're listening to Live Wild Radio, the part-time adventure podcast.
Join us as we explore how outdoor adventures build mind, body, and spirit.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Live Wild Radio, your true crime podcast. No, we're not a true crime podcast. We're a fitness and adventure podcast. But, you know, them true crime podcasts are really popular. So, you know, we'll sink in some serial killers now and again
just
to up the ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, in a roundabout way, and this is a stretch, but today we're going to talk about a potential murder weapon. Let's sort of go back to our true crime thing. I bet if you locked somebody in one of these.
Yes, it would not be good.
Yeah. I've seen that in a movie once.
Yeah.
But it was one like at the YMCA kind of idea.
Oh, okay.
And the guy put the handle through the door.
Oh, okay.
And then cranked up the temperature from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys can figure it out, but we're talking about saunas today.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we mentioned it on a few episodes about some experiences in that. And we purchased our sauna back in, we received it back in August. Mm-hmm. And wanted to give it some time to, you know, having experienced it, seen the benefits of it. And now we wanted to share that with you because we do see that being quite useful for your overall health.
For us olds.
But before we get there, this podcast is actually supported by Radiant Health Saunas, where this sauna is from.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a lot of research for checking out the different kinds and the quality and the cost, the value.
And these guys are Canadian.
They are Canadian. That wasn't a part of why I selected them, but it was
it should
huge,
be.
It's a huge benefit.
Yeah, you traitor.
Anyway, so they make a fine product, and we'll get diving into the details of the benefits of sauna, but to just give them a quick plug, quite happy with our product. And for anybody else that's exploring a sauna, then with Live Wild Radio as a promo code, you can get $500 off your sauna.
Yeah.
And they do give us a bit of a kickback, so it supports what we do. But overall, there's some really great content out there that talks about saunas in general.
Yeah. And so if you go to radianthealth.com or Radiant Health Saunas.
That's right.
Is it sauna or saunas?
It is saunas.
Saunas, because they have multiple types. We have the two-person corner unit.
Three.
Three-person corner unit?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really for two.
It's only if you're having a threesome in the sauna, if you're doing three people.
I guess if you want to be that close.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, it's really two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a corner unit. And the beneficial piece with these saunas that are this one that's a corner unit is that you just need a regular outlet.
Yeah, 15 amps. You don't need to get a 20 amp or anything installed.
Which can cost you upwards of around $1,000. So, you know, that was something to be said. And as we rent and, you know, if we ever have to move again, we can easily take it with us and plug it in anywhere in a corner.
Yeah. It would fit in like a spare bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. But we have in our gym, and in fact, some of our clients use it.
Yep.
And that's part of the benefit of, you know,
getting our coaching. if you're in person and you come here, you work out, and then the sauna will be all ready for you after your workout.
But let's jump into it. So the benefits of a sauna. What was your experience with sauna health, you know, using that in the past, or have you?
Yeah.
Was like it just more recently?
No. I've used saunas. Like when I had gyms that had saunas, I would use them all the time.
Yeah.
And the big benefit I noticed when I was younger was better recovery.
Okay.
You'd recover quicker from your workouts. And if I used the sauna regularly, it was easier to stay lean, which is something we'll get to.
Mm-hmm. Or cutting. Yeah, for competitions, whatever.
Yeah, but just you basically run into the thing where a nice side effect of sitting in a sauna is it burns calories, even though you're not doing anything other than sweating your ass off.
Yeah, I can get my heart rate up to around 108, 110.
Yeah.
Just sitting there. And so in perspective, this is an infrared sauna that we have. So it doesn't feel as hot as your regular sauna. And that's in a sauna at 60 degrees, 60 to 65 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it actually, you get sweating more than the temperature would indicate. Because you're being cooked by the infrared. So my original use of sauna, aside from like cutting weight and wrestling in high school,
yeah,
was basically to recover better from workouts, mm-hmm. right? Because if you don't, it's not how hard you train, it's how hard you recover, right? You know, because it's only the workouts that you recover well from that you make the progress.
And I think we have a podcast about that too, about recovery.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we talked about in it.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, that was the big thing for mm-hmm. it. Any of the other benefits you get, it was great to stretch in because when you're super warm, it's a good way to stretch.
Yeah.
But now, you know, both having done a lot of research and being a lot older, you run into the thing where all of the health benefits now start to really manifest. Some of them are sort of cumulative, so one sauna session you're not going to notice anything, but others are acute, which mm-hmm. means, you know, it's kind of chronic versus acute. So, you know, one of the things you'll notice right away is a decrease in inflammation.
Yeah, I know all about that one.
You know, because that's actually what got us to get into it to begin with.
Yeah, so the backstory on that was last year, the inflammation in my knees from osteoarthritis stage 4, and yes, everybody take a drink.
Yep,
every time I mention my knees, you're supposed to take a drink because yep. I'm like a broken record.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. Like I was, I was dreading going to Disney because just about a month before that, I had these issues with my knee and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm going to Disney where I'm expected to walk upwards of 10K a day.
10?
If not 20.
Yeah.
Right?
20,000 steps a day.
And, you know, I did pretty well there and I didn't realize it then. I thought it was just more like I was managing, I was wearing my knee braces, but the heat was the first, I think, what started it, improving it.
Yeah.
And then a month later, we went to Mexico. And again, I was concerned. I was unsure. My knees were hurting.
Well, because between those, you had a business trip. You were in Pittsburgh and you had to get a cane.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact order of it. If it was in... Yes, it would have been in February.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was concerned. And at that point, I had a cane. And it was...
Because when you got home from that, you were like, oh, no, like my, you know, like it hurt walking everywhere, blah, blah, blah.
I couldn't walk more than 10 minutes. Yeah. That's how scary it was. And I did get some injections in my knee. So that could have obviously...
But that was before Disney.
Yeah, it was actually. And so by the time we went to Mexico, maybe it made it better. But I will say, and I did it in both knees. So yeah. It was a single injection that's a lubricant to help, you know...
And cortisone.
And cortisone as well. So I guess that's not a, you know, it's not very much of an isolated experiment on just saunas alone.
No, but here's the thing. You had that before Disney, like in January.
Yeah.
Then.
Which is supposed to last at least 6 months.
Oh, yeah, I know. But
well, you hope it does.
But after Disney, you ran into severe knee pain.
Right, you're right. So it came, there was other stuff. And
it was to the point where you brought your cane to Mexico.
That's correct. I feel like I'm on trial.
You know, I have the facts, ma'am. I have the facts. The timelines.
Yeah. 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 So, and, you know, and we had our resort. And actually, it was a little bit scary because...
The resort we were at was huge.
Humongous. And a lot of people complained about that. That's what they didn't like. And you know...
Because you had to walk too much.
Yeah, which for us, we actually enjoyed the idea of walking. But it was me, I was concerned, I don't know if I can do this, if I can't walk more than 10 minutes. So anyway, without pain. and having to break. But it just progressively got better. And by the end of it, Yeah.
And we did go to the spa there and use the saunas.
We did. Mm-hmm. We did. And then when I got back, I had always known there was a benefit to sauna health. And I think it just dawned on me like, hey, I'm not walking with a cane. This is better. So I started to look into it.
Yeah.
And part of my research, you know, because it's expensive, I think that sauna, the three corner person corner unit was about almost $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was something. But I started before I bought. I tried before I bought. And I went to, for $15, $20. Actually, it was about $15. I went and used other people's, you know,
yeah,
spa,
like at
saunas.
At a beauty spa or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
I was at a spa for massage therapy and they had saunas. So for a half hour. And you got to be careful when you do that because you got to get it at the right temperature. And this one place I went to, they didn't even preheat it. I'm like, are you kidding me? By the time it's going to take at least, you know, a good 40 minutes to get to the temperature that that you want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And so the temperature that infrared sauna ours gets to is up to 65 max. And that's the minimum where you want.
Yeah,
I think that's where you want it to
65
be.
65 Celsius.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason
which
why.
Which is 140, or I'll look at that up.
Yeah. Fahrenheit.
Around 140 Fahrenheit.
Yeah. We picked the infrared because from all the studies I was able to read, you get the sweating benefit, you get the heating benefit, but because the air in it isn't as hot, it's easier to stay in longer.
It's, you know what? You're right. Because I have gone to our community centers. Regular sauna,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't stay in there as long.
Like, yeah, because if you look,
mine, I can stay up to 40 minutes, no problem.
Yeah, well, because for my birthday, we went to the Russian spa,
right,
or Russian sauna, mm-hmm. and their infrared sauna, which they had at 65, was no problem.
Yeah,
you know, we stayed in there for half an hour,
mm-hmm.
and then came out, went in the cold because they got the cold plunge.
Yeah.
And then, but their other two saunas, like their Russian sauna and their Finnish sauna, like 10 minutes.
It's true.
And 10 minutes is a struggle.
Yeah. But it is good to stress your body. That's the whole point mm-hmm. of it, is that your body adapts, and it is good to put in these situations. So if you can discipline yourself to, and you don't just, you do it over, you don't just jump all heads and, you know, dive into it right away. You want to build up, right?
Yeah, just,
but
like, you know,
it can be
for a,
like, and it's going to be uncomfortable, you know, when you're in the regular saunas, whereas this is not. It's very relaxing.
Yeah, and
you,
I
just
find,
start sweating.
Yeah. And I think part of the thing is like, it's hot enough, and because the infrared rays hitting you warm you up, like warm up your skin,
mm-hmm.
but the air isn't oppressively hot.
So no,
your lungs don't burn when you're breathing.
Yeah. So back to when I first started doing this a year ago and just trying it out, I noticed a significant improvement like just the next day. I mm-hmm. never noticed it necessarily that same day, but I always know how much inflammation is in my knee based on how slowly I go walk down the stairs. And if mm-hmm. I'm like really slow, it's inflamed. But it was just incredible. There was nothing else I changed, and it was that noticeable, and it consistently is. So I use it about maybe 3 times a week, sometimes 4 or 5, but 3. And it lasts, you know, for a few days, or like it, you know, it's really, really quite good. When I travel and I come back a few days, I start to notice that, yeah, I need to get back in there.
Yeah.
So, and typically what I do now, so after that experimentation of going to a few saunas, and yet I was still researching, and even if it's placebo, like I even said that, I don't care. This is significantly better. So, I really quite enjoy that. Aside from the fact that I knew it was going to help, it had other benefits as well.
Yeah. You know, and that's sort of the thing. One of the things that's great with a sauna, it's kind of like the kettlebell, right? It's not just, doesn't do just one thing.
Right.
Right. It does a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And that's why we're a fan of it, because then you don't need as many things. With the sauna, you know, if we quickly go through a lot of the benefits,
yeah,
you know, reduce inflammation,
mm-hmm.
Improve recovery from workouts,
right.
Obviously give you a nice warm environment to stretch in. It reduces risks of cardiovascular disease. It improves circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And your elasticity of your blood vessels,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when you're overheating, your blood vessels expand, they stretch to allow more blood to get to the skin to cool the body.
Right.
So it basically gives you the cardiovascular benefit of exercise without exercising.
That's right.
So one of the things that I like I did this morning,
mm-hmm.
Was I exercised.
And then you go in.
And I already got a high heart rate when I get, rather than cool down,
yeah.
I get right in the sauna after my workout.
And how long does your heart rate stay elevated for?
Well, it'll stay elevated.
Beyond your workout. I mean, like around the same.
Like if I get in, now I don't have... when I'm doing the kettlebells, I don't have my watch on.
Oh, okay.
But I put my watch on when I go in. You know, and I'm basically still breathing moderately heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Not huffing and puffing, but, you know, elevated breathing and heart rate 120 to 125.
It's pretty good
and
for
already,
you.
And
yeah.
I'm already sweating.
Yeah, because you have a lower heart rate than me.
Yeah. So then when I get in the sauna, it mm-hmm. maintains the whole time.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's pretty key. Yeah. Yeah. And how long do you stay in there for?
About 30 minutes.
You can't last more than that, eh?
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
It's just, I got to go to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's actually a trick a lot of people do because it just gives you that extra kick for nothing.
Yeah.
And your heart rate's already elevated. And what we do, because I actually get a little bit bored just sitting there. So a couple things I like to do is I have my... the TV downstairs, right?
Yeah.
So I'll put on comedy and laugh my butt off. Now, a lot of them do come with radio. So if you want to listen to music, which is nice. I actually lately have been doing a lot of work in there. literally taking my computer in and or reading things for work and doing expenses, whatever. I only bring it in for like 20 minutes at the beginning of it
because mm-hmm.
it's still okay. But yeah, I get a lot of work done in there. It's great.
Yeah. You know. And so we've got the cardiovascular benefit
mm-hmm.
and an extra caloric burn.
That's right.
Right. Add a little bit of extra calorie burn. And as we've talked about on fat loss episodes, it's nudging the ship over.
Right.
Right. So if you basically do this thing that does a bunch of other benefits, right, in the sauna, but then you also burn like in half an hour, like another 120 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 120 to 150, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I usually burn.
You know, that ain't nothing, right?
Yeah, and if you think you do that several times a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's that kind of thing where it's like just, if you think of it as a weekly caloric deficit.
Right.
You increase your activity a little, you, reduce food intake a little, you know, and there's a bunch of ways to do that. You take the Ozempic, you know, that's really popular
sure.
nowadays.
Yeah.
So that you have less appetite. And then it becomes one of those things where you do that for a long enough period and the excess body fat goes bye-bye.
Well, and, you know, the other thing that is it's really important is you hydrate, right? So I don't know. I usually drink about a liter and a half in there when I'm doing it right spot on.
Mm-hmm.
But I also buy the liquid IV or other electrolytes you can put in your drink because you need to replenish.
Yeah.
That's really important.
There's a reason your salt tastes sweaty.
Yeah. So you need to definitely make sure you replenish that. The other good thing that's really good about saunas is detoxification. So it does help you excrete a lot of heavy metals.
Yeah. And mercury and lead.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can do that. Obviously just pee it out as
no,
well.
No, you can't. Some of these, the heavy metals will only come out during sweat.
Is it?
That's okay. Where it's so powerful.
Yeah. So think about it. You know, they're actually the company Radiant Health Saunas, the story behind it was that the owner was a firefighter. And he was going to saunas for his own personal health. And a lot of firefighters do that.
Because they're exposed to the chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is very important to get rid of that. Farming community fertilizers, that's another one.
Yeah, if you're somebody who eats an ass load of fish, you probably got too much mercury in your system.
Yeah, so you need to get rid of that. So this is a very clean way to do it. And of course, all you women or other folks that are into beauty regimens, you know, and masking and all that, you can imagine that's good for your pores, it's good for your skin. That's really important. I think the other one that's really neat, let's talk about this, is improving cell function, but how it also gets rid of garbage cells.
Yeah. So basically, because high heat is a stress, in response to exposure to high heat is something called heat shock proteins that your body produces. And they improve immune function. Think of it as like strength training for cellular function. I'm using a broad analogy here, but you expose yourself to the stress and the rest of your body works better because your immune system improves. So it's great for, like, if you've got a little bit of a bug, get in the heat. It's like an artificial fever.
Yeah. My dad used to always put his head. Do you ever do this as a kid? Like, you get the bathroom tap on really high, get the steam, and then you put a blanket over it. A towel over it. And he used to stick his head under there to breathe in the... You never did that?
No.
Yeah, we still always do that.
Bloody foreigners.
Well, but this isn't a new concept, right? No. In certainly Nordic countries.
I don't know if you'd get the heat shock proteins from just like steam.
No.
You know, because you're not getting your body temperature up. But it's improving your breathing, theoretically.
Yeah.
One of the other benefits of heat shock proteins is that, and the studies are building up about this, there's sort of an anti-cancer effect because it improves your body's ability to get rid of malfunctioning cells, and that's exactly what cancer is. So when you can get rid of the junk, you're not getting fucked up DNA replicated as much.
Right.
So the combination of totally aside from the health benefits of these things, the combination of opening your pores and sort of flushing everything out and getting rid of junk skin or junk skin cells, there's some data showing basically regular sauna use leads to less face wrinkles.
As I just spent like $80 yesterday on creams.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Okay. Because I was going to ask, where are you going with the junk skin cells? Is that what's related to disease as well?
Mm-hmm. But also to looking old.
Well, yes, on the aging piece, I understand that.
Yeah.
But in terms of dementia, that has nothing to do with skin cells.
No.
Right. That's other cellular cells, right? And that was the other piece that I thought was interesting is, so getting rid of these garbage cells, which, are in the brain, for example. And there's two ways to do it. There's several ways to do it. Fasting is one, correct?
Exercise. Yeah, basically,
raising your temperature.
All of these things are stressors, right?
So stressing the body.
So basically,
the body is being stressed. Therefore, it needs as much energy as possible. It takes whatever it can get,
and it takes junk cells
with it.
Is part of it, yeah. And then you run into the thing too, where basically the regular heat exposure and the heat shock proteins improve insulin sensitivity. And improving insulin sensitivity is one of the keys to stopping, adult type 2 diabetes. And because Alzheimer and dementia now are being labeled as type 3 diabetes, it's related to insulin insensitivity to the brain as one of the hypothesis they have on that. So if you are doing something systemic, like exposing your whole body to heat, then you're going to improve the insulin sensitivity in your brain as well. So there's sort of like, it looks like there's multiple potential pathways to improving brain function because of sauna.
Yeah. So some of the experts out there that are talking about this, that if you ever want to learn, you know, hear more about the studies, one is Dr. Peter Attia. He's done a few episodes. And it's, by the way, not just heat, it's cold.
Yeah.
As well.
It's just there's more benefits to heat and it's more comfortable.
Right. I think Dr. Rhonda Patrick she did a really interesting episode on that as well. And she actually talked a bit about depression. Mm-hmm. She cited a study that was done where the effects of going into a sauna had lasting effects to somebody who had depression, and it could really help people. Mm-hmm. Now, some things to be aware of is certainly, you know, your health. Can your health take it? Are you pregnant? You know, maybe you have high blood pressure, right? Things like that. You need to talk to your doctor. So that's really important before you go and invest money in something and that you can't even use. But so far, what they all have said is that the benefits are extremely high and the cons, you know, with your own health conditions are quite low. The one big thing is just making sure that can affect everybody is that you're replacing your electrolytes.
Yeah, and hydration.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're sweating buckets, right, you know, you got the sweat dripping from your elbows.
Yeah.
Or if you're like Little John, you know, if everybody remembers that you know, dance floor banger, from the windows to the wall, to the windows to the wall, till the sweat drips from my balls. It's a rap song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That just admitted that you weren't cool back then.
Okay.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
No.
Little John was awesome.
All right.
Like, man, it was a dance floor banger.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know. And it's just a hilarious turn of phrase. Till the sweat drips from my balls.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. You need some of that wicking underwear.
I guess.
But yeah, just, you know, you're really sweating, you're losing moisture, and you're losing electrolytes. So basically, jug of water, and any of the good electrolyte formulas like Liquid IV, Element, Endurolyte powder from Hammer Nutrition. You know, there's a variety of different ones that are...
Yeah.
You just want to make sure you're getting sodium, potassium, magnesium. Those are your sort of key ones.
Yeah.
You know, that you're sweating out.
Yeah.
And, you know, you run into the thing that if you think about, say, three times a week, a half an hour in the sauna, you've decreased your risk of a bunch of things and you've improved your function in a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Right? It's such a low-hanging.
It is.
You know, the only thing you run into, obviously, if you're a member of a gym that's got a sauna.
The YMCA.
Yep. Or Crunch Fitness locally.
Use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would encourage anybody that if they already have those memberships, check it out. And if they don't, just do what I did. Go to different saunas, right?
Yeah.
Spas and try them out.
Well, one of the things, check out the dirt cheap fitness clubs, like the Planet Fitnesses or Crunch, where it's like $9.95 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't use the bloody thing, $9.95 a month to use the sauna three times
way
a week.
Way cheaper than $15. Yeah.
A half an hour. And you know it's already up at temperature.
I have to admit, though, like in our community center, like they have that sauna. Actually, you turn it on and it doesn't take long to heat up at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nice thing. I will say an infrared sauna, for the bigger it is and depending on where it is, it's going to affect that. But it takes about a good 40 minutes
to heat up.
To get to the temperature I'd like to see it at,
mm-hmm.
A minimum of 60 degrees Celsius, 140 Fahrenheit. So it takes some time. So I just turn it on. And I do wish there was the one feature I would have liked is presetting.
Yeah.
To turn, and you can do that. But
we just haven't figured out how to do it.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's weird. But automatic turn on this time of the day. Just boom, go.
But there, we just, do you know where the owner's manual is?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you can get it to start.
Because you can delay start.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah. I think what's worthwhile talking about is, so again, there's your regular saunas and your infrared saunas. And, you know, when you're considering it, the infrared saunas are cost cost less.
Yeah. Or do they cost less?
They do. Oh, okay. They do. Yeah. So again,
they're less on power.
Yeah. Less on power, easy installation. We put ours together. It's all tongue and groove.
Yeah.
And we did it in 2 hours.
All the wiring's just pre-plug.
Yeah, it was really simple. It's all labeled.
It just plugs together.
Yeah. So it's. I think it's a great product. We have it in our basement. They're not meant to go outside because you got to remember they have to be built for the conditions and the heat loss. You want it to have it in room temperature, ideally at 21 degrees Celsius, I believe. It's a little cooler downstairs, so maybe that's why it takes a little longer, but that's okay.
Especially winter. You know, when it's like 17 degrees downstairs.
Yeah.
It takes a little longer to get up to heat. What we need is like one of those like giant, the pizza box or the pizza bag that the pizza guy will deliver.
To insulate it?
Insulate it, and that'll heat it up quicker.
Yeah, but it's really fine. Mm-hmm. Ours comes with, I don't know how much the regular saunas go for, but I will also say there's something called near infrared.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things to be aware of is the whole sauna industry can be very sketchy as far as
claims.
The claims that are out there. That's the one thing
like
I learned
about
right
emissions.
Off. Oh yeah, from the materials to I had people claiming what you can get at Costco and Canadian Tire is crap. Basically, it's. What you don't want it to do is expose you to chemicals that you're going to absorb, which is important, okay? So you do want something that's natural. And I had people claim that some wood was not good and better than others. I can't remember what they said, if it was hickory or...
The two big ones are hemlock and cedar.
Yeah. But I had different claims from different companies, which was confusing.
And then when you go look up the claims, there's no validity behind it.
Yeah. And then there's a big thing about taking a meter into the sauna, and this is important, how much it emits. Is it electronic frequencies? Is that what they were talking about?
Yeah.
And so I will say with the Radiant Health sauna, that is below. It's super low and where it should be. And whereas others, the way they do it, it's not certified, or if the way they do it, they haven't taken it apart. So at the end of the day, it just, you can, some people don't do it in the sauna. They actually, did you read that?
Yeah. Well,
what are they?
So basically what you run into is because you've got all these electronics around you in the sauna,
right?
Running the heaters and everything. The idea is, not having a lot of not UV, not infrared, but basically radio frequencies and
right.
even that, the fact is like we're surrounded by radio frequencies all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Having it in our basement where I can't get phone reception probably actually does more to isolate us from radio frequencies than what the, you know, magic emissions of the sauna.
Right.
But that's sort of something you'll see claimed in the sauna industry. Ours is lower chemical emissions and lower electronic emissions. The fact is we're sound, like if you were in your house at all anyway, you're getting like 1,000,000,000 different types of electronic emissions from Bluetooth to cell.
Yeah, the term is electromagnetic radiation.
Yeah.
And electromagnetic fields.
Yeah. If you have a speaker, you have electromagnetic fields. That's how it works. It's magnets. You're putting electricity into a magnet.
Yeah.
You know.
The other thing they talked about is that I thought was interesting was, you know, the red light.
Yeah.
Is that called near infrared?
I believe so.
Okay. So that doesn't work if you're about a foot and a half away. You have to be super close to that red light to get the benefits of it. And it doesn't work when you're sitting at a distance, right? So if it's located in one area, it's unless your face or your body's right up to it, will you get that those benefits. So it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Yeah, don't get the red or near field infrared, you know, or shortwave infrared or whatever they call it. Because, you know, the fact is,
it's near infrared.
Yeah, you're just looking for the heat.
Exactly.
You know, like the red light therapy, you know, there might be a little bit of validity to it, but just get a red light therapy panel.
Yeah, and you don't need to be in the sauna. You can just get it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just, and usually what you see, it's like, it's almost like, not a blanket, but you can hang it and you can just stand in front of it, right? So that's not worth the money. And I saw
a lot of the saunas advertising they had that in it.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is for the wavelengths are very short. And so you have to be right up close to absorb them.
You do.
And then the sauna, if it's attached, you know, it's in the wall or attached to the wall, it's too far away from you.
Right.
You know, so basically, those types of things are the snake oil we're talking about.
It really is when you just have to poke around a little bit, right? And then you start to see, wait a minute, that person said this thing, that person said that thing, and
what does PubMed say? Go look at the studies.
Yeah,
and our biggest thing, and then sort of independent reviews, right, where they might review a bunch of saunas, and they're not. They're willing to say, like, you know, honest things about them.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes a little bit to figure out who the good reviewers are and everything. But the biggest thing you want from it is the heat.
Yep.
Right? So more, you know, heating elements.
Yeah.
The better.
Stress in your body.
Yeah.
And again, you know, if you live somewhere where it's snowy, jump in the snow after. You know, or in a hot cold plunge, or you know, or get under the shower. Just go into the shower and turn it, if you can do that. I found that difficult. But overall, you know, if you want to check it out, go to the gym, try it out, see if you feel how you feel, and see if it's right for you. Again, those saunas tend to be your regular
hot
saunas versus your infrared. And if you want to try that one, just go to a spa. And you know, again, it's usually between $15 and $20 for a half hour. I think it's a good investment.
Yeah. Well, and it's a thing that I'll say for us, and it's why, you know, we held off this long actually, you know, doing a sauna episode, is that we wanted to use it. You know, and we're now like 6 months in.
Yeah, I love it.
You know,
it's super relaxing. We didn't really talk about that, but it is. It's nice and relaxing.
It's kind of like your own little spa treatment at home.
Yeah, I would recommend, though, the corner unit. I mean, first off, if it's just yourself and you're in and out, a single unit's fine. Mm. It is quite small, but we thought it was a nice way to spend time together and chat. And I wouldn't get the side by side because you can imagine you're going to be cranked. Your neck's going to be cranked, right? Yeah. Trying to talk to each other, a corner unit's perfect.
Yeah, because you can look at each other.
Yeah.
And we figured out what's happening with all the old car stereos. Because there's a little hatch in the roof and it comes down and there's a car stereo.
Pretty much.
CD player.
Yeah.
Like all the things that, you know.
Yeah.
Like I think it's a Kenwood.
Yeah. I think a great place to have it, though. And I've heard of people have it in their bedroom, like just a single unit. But having it in the basement's great. I mean, for us, I can crank the TV up and watch a TV show and be entertained, right? And not, yeah.
Well, the other thing that's really, for us, that's nice is literally, it's at the edge of the mats of our gym.
Yep.
So, you know, you fire it up, you do your workout. Because it's our house, drop clothes.
Yeah.
You know, and hell, it's great because the laundry is right next to it.
Yeah, you do go through quite a bit of laundry.
No, but even just, you know, when you drop your clothes, you just throw it in the laundry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We got towels right there all ready to go.
Massage table, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like we have our own little home spa.
I know, right?
You know, we got the Theraguns and, you know, the foam rollers.
It's good.
And
it's, I quite like it. It is an investment, but it's, I did look up if you could claim it on income taxes, and you can't.
Unless it's a business expense.
That's right, but I'm talking from a health expense, right? Because I looked at that.
Yeah.
It's very. Yeah.
Yeah. No. If you could just get your doctor to write you a prescription.
No, it's not writing a prescription. There's certain things that are eligible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, you know, with the pop, you know, the segment of the market that we're helping, it's really people who are like us, right? Yeah. And who are aging, and it's...
We're not going to go gently into that night.
Yeah. But it's highly beneficial.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, because you feel like... You feel like vibrant and energetic when you get out.
Well, you know what you're doing is good for you, and especially when you just feel better. Mm-hmm. Like, again, I know how much inflammation's my body when I walk down those stairs.
Yeah, well, because... And here's one of the simplest things. As we get older, we tend to get more aches and pains.
Yeah.
When you're in pain...
You'll do less.
Yeah. And so basically it's such a powerful pain management tool that isn't drugs.
Huge.
Yeah. Like why waste your drugs on pain?
Well,
waste them on raves.
Those. Yeah, exactly. Those injections in my knee are $500.
Yeah.
Out of pocket.
And they're 6 months maybe.
Yes. And it seemed to, now again, was it the sauna? I don't know, but... I haven't had to do it again for another round, you know, so.
And that when it was January last year that you got the injections.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, so 6 months would have been June.
Yeah.
And most days you forget you have knee problems.
Pretty much.
Because I have to remind you if we're going for a walk and stuff to put your knee brace on a lot of the time.
Yeah, I consistently do it because I'm trying. I need to, you know, not have surgery for another 10 years, mm-hmm. right? So, and I'm just trying to remember where I was last year. So just trying to be very proactive.
It's not like it's gone away. It's just managed.
No, it's
like yours will never like heal.
No, they won't heal.
You know.
It'll get worse.
Like... Not like me and my tearing my calf and
right.
pulling a groin muscle. Yeah. They will heal.
Yeah.
You know, my silly things I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it really is one of these things where tons of benefits, power usage, like it's not cranked up our hydro bill.
It has not.
You know.
And I researched that as well because I thought it would, but it does not.
Then, you know, you feel good. It is improving, you know, a bunch of different, you know, health markers or, you know, health categories, so to speak. And those specific categories really help with the idea of anti-aging, right?
Yeah.
So you are in less pain. Your cardiovascular system works better. Your brain works better.
Your mental health feels, you know, is improved.
Growth hormone increases, which decreases as we age, but sauna exposure increases growth hormone production, which is magically anti-aging. So all of these benefits, you know, because when you think about like why we want good health, it's for today, but it's also for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. On a long-term basis. So, you know, this is sort of one of the tools we've put in our health toolbox, so to speak, mm-hmm. Or our first aid kit.
Yeah.
I guess that's technically what a health toolbox is. And it works, you know. And you kind of feel like you're just getting like a little oasis.
Yeah, you know, having it in your basement is almost like a reward to a workout. Because for me, I associate it with relaxation. Mm-hmm. I actually get a lot of work done in there. Yeah. And Dr. Rhonda Patrick talked about the same. For her, it was where she's had some of her most creative and best work at memorizing things and practicing things and just thinking clearly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big benefit. I read in there sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's just a very great environment, soothing. So what do you think about cold plunge? Do you think we'd ever get, is that the next?
Basically the biggest benefit of the cold plunge is anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I might like go up to my knees, you know, cause my ankles and calves.
My ankles always hurt.
You know.
Right. That joint.
So I could see a benefit there.
Yeah.
The whole plunge my whole thing, have your balls shrivel up, like, you know, just disappear. I fucking hate it. You know me.
Yeah, at least.
Like, I even getting in like a warm pool.
Or even in a beach, you're like, eh.
I'm fine once I get in, but the initial get in.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like the cold plunge, yeah. You know, where it's like, you know, 5 Celsius.
Yeah.
You know. It's just like a kick to the head. It's like you get an ice cream headache. So it's good. Don't get me wrong. But it,
yeah.
The sauna has more benefits than the cold does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. So that's where I'm thankful.
I think the cold plunge is actually very effective in terms of weight loss because your body's so cold. It depends on how long you can stay in it too, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. You know. But there's a bunch of things that are less painful that are effective for weight loss.
The discomfort.
You know.
But that's what I was doing last year. I remember I was like going from hot bath to like the snow hot bath. You know, I would keep doing it from because we didn't have a sauna, right?
Yeah. Just to help your knees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd go.
Because you need circulation. And I was doing as much as my knees hurt, you said, you know, you can't walk, but you need to get on that bike or that little sitting bike because I have
anything to move it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just move it. So there you have it.
Yeah.
Hope that was helpful for you.
Yeah. If you got any questions,
reach out.
You know, because we're on Instagram, livewild_radio, or Facebook, livewildradio. Website, livewildradio.com.
Go check out Asana.
Yep. And if you do have any questions about the sauna, DM us through any of the socials or send us a message on our website.
Awesome.
And at some point, we'll finally get around to actually having a email address. You know, there's just things to do.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll do it.
We will.
But until next time, work hard.
And play dirty.